Roseanne Archibald has called for an independent investigation into potential government interference into the assembly of First Nations a week after she was ousted as national chief. The AFN has become a tool for the government, Archibald said during a Facebook Live video on Thursday evening. Archibald was voted out during a special chiefs assembly that also dealt with a human resources investigation related to complaints AFN staff filed against her. The resolution passed last Wednesday with support from about 70% of those who took part in the virtual meeting. The Human Resources Report by Emmond Harnden LLP reviewed 5 complaints against Archibald and found her behavior amounted to harassment in more than one instance. It found Archibald failed to maintain confidentiality and breached AFN policy, including by retaliating against complainants. Archibald has consistently denied all the allegations against her. She said chiefs did not receive the full report. The former national chief alleged the investigation was a cover-up for what is really happening within the national advocacy organization that represents more than 600 First Nations. Archibald alluded to interference during Thursday's video, including allegations that there were connections between assembly staff, chiefs, former national chiefs and the federal Liberal government. We need an investigation into potential government interference at AFN, she said. She called for supporters to write to Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre and NDP leader Jagmeet Singh to ask for an investigation into interference. Archibald became the first woman to serve in the national chief role in 2021. But her ousting followed more than a year of turmoil involving her leadership. She was suspended as national chief last June but was reinstated at a general assembly the following month. Archibald said she's been targeted for fighting corruption at the AFN. She questioned why the federal government has not helped fund a forensic audit of the assembly. Chiefs have endorsed the financial review but have cited finances for the reason it hasn't moved forward. Archibald alleged the AFN's 10 regional chiefs, which are selected by local political groups, have run amok and instigated a coup against her leadership. It was a form of lateral violence, she said. It was inhumane. Hundreds of First Nations chiefs and leaders will be gathering in Halifax next week for this year's annual General Assembly. Archibald said she intends to send a memo to all chiefs before deciding whether she will attend. She has called to be reinstated and said she will come back if chiefs push for that move during the meeting next week. I'm no longer the national chief unless chiefs ask me to come back at the AGA next week, she said. And I accept that. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 6, 2023. Kelly Geraldine Malone, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. AFN National Chief Roseanne Archibald attends a commemorative ceremony on Parliament Hill in Ottawa on Wednesday, June 21, 2023. Roseanne Archibald is calling for an independent investigation into potential government interference into the Assembly of First Nations a week after she was ousted as National Chief. The Canadian Press, Sean Kilpatrick to